share, tweet, follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Ever since the incident of employees at J&T Express hurling items while being cheered on by others went viral on social media, there has been much speculation about the motive behind such behavior. J&T Express has since come forward with a statement to apologize and to address the allegations about the incident which happened at the Perak branch. We express our deepest apologies to all Malaysians. Everyone's opinions and suggestions are truly accepted and adopted by the company. In order to ensure the stability of our employees and to give the public a true accountability, we take this opportunity to clarify the truth to the public today, the statement said. Deduction of employee wages incident. Addressing allegations that J&T Express has deducted their employees' wages, J&T has clarified that they are fully committed to localization development, continuously improving employee compensation and benefits while promoting the development of Malaysia's social economy and e-commerce industry. We have been committed to building a complete compensation and benefits system to increase employee benefits. J&T has given employees year-end bonuses after comprehensive consideration, in accordance with the bonus rules and regulations, and in accordance with the Malaysian labor law, full bonuses are paid to employees who have worked for a year. For employees who have worked for less than a year, bonuses are paid according to the length of working time without prejudice. Unfortunately, certain employees are not clear about the bonus payment scheme which led to violent sorting of packages on the 4th of February, inciting some employees to make collective disturbances, and posting the videos to social media. J&T adds that the Perak State Management has immediately handled the incident and employees have resumed their normal working status on the 5th of February, actively sorting and processing the packages of customers. They also clarified that J&T will not deduct or owe employees a penny of wages, and hereby declare that we are willing to accept the supervision and inspection by the public and institutions. Customers' complaints, J&T employees stealing food and drinks from packages. J&T further clarifies that due to the rapid increase in package volume during the Movement Control Order (MCO), the company has hired more temporary workers as J&T has taken on more packages from the community during this period. However, these temporary staff were only provided with simple training and standard operating procedures (SOP). This is indeed a fault in our management. We have formulated special regulations and management methods for settlement of claims and supervision of similar incidents, and fast settlement of lost packages. We are grateful to the public for their love and support for J&T. We have always spared no effort to improve our services and internal management. J&T adds that the management goes to the grassroots for training to ensure the quality working behavior of all employees and have since made reforms for what happened in the past few days. This includes staff expansion, vehicle expansion and management supervision. We once again express our deepest apologies for the shortcomings of our internal management that have caused dissatisfaction and losses from our customers. We will bear all the responsibilities, quickly improve our management and service standards, and provide professional training to our own employees for reliable and efficient express service to the Malaysian users. Last but not least, we thank the media and the public for their supervision and valuable opinions. We deeply know that frontline employees are the greatest asset, and we would like to thank our frontline employees for their continuous efforts to provide delivery services to the public. Additionally, the employees involved in the viral incident have also apologized in a video where 7 of them can be seen standing in front of a J&T Express lorry. https://world.abuzz.com/wp-content/upload/2021/02/12064141419_4284971053943_7429787352870982_n.mp4. We are from J&T Express Perak that were in the recent viral video on social media about workers not following SOP and throwing customer goods, one of them said. We would like to apologize and clarify that there are no internal issues or salary deductions between the company and employees at J&T Express Perak. We want to make it clear that we are not on strike. We will try our very best to send our customers items as soon as possible. Also read, viral video shows Malaysian postman throwing parcels during protest. Source, Twitter. Source, Twitter. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.